From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The White House has announced a deal with hospital groups to help fund efforts to overhaul the nation's health care system. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
The deal has been in the works for weeks, but with President Obama in Europe, it fell to Vice President Biden to make the results public.
As part of this agreement, hospitals are committing to contributing $155 billion in Medicare and Medicaid savings over the 10 years to cover health care cost reform.
Much of the money will come from reducing payments hospitals now get for treating patients who don't have insurance. In a new system where most everyone is covered, those payments won't be needed. But on Capitol Hill, other payment efforts are hitting a snag. Senators are apparently having second thoughts about taxing health benefits in the face of new polls showing strong public opposition. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
A cyber attack on several U.S. agencies and private institutions seems to have been blunted. Some of the targets included the White House and the Pentagon. The New York and NASDAQ stock exchanges were also hit. Connecticut Senator Joseph Lieberman is criticizing the results of a federal security investigation. Agents succeeded in smuggling bomb-making materials into federal buildings, getting past security guards who have not been well trained. The independent lawmaker who chairs the Senate Homeland Security Committee says he fails to understand how this can happen after terror attacks in the United States.
It really is outrageously unacceptable that the federal employees working within our federal buildings and the citizens who pass through them are still apparently so utterly exposed to potential attack by terrorists or other violent people.
An official for the Government Accountability Office says the Federal Protective Service, responsible for the security of many buildings, is an agency in crisis. China's president has canceled his appearance at the G8 meeting in Italy. He's returned home to deal with unrest in northwestern China between ethnic groups. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Urumqi, China.
President Hu Jintao delegated State Councilor Dai Bingguo to represent him in Italy and then hurried back to deal with the ongoing crisis. Security forces in Urumqi today displayed their increased presence with columns of troops in the street and helicopters in the air. There were scattered skirmishes among the Han and Uyghur ethnic groups, but no major battles have been reported. Residents appeared to be carrying fewer weapons than yesterday, and a curfew imposed last night kept many vehicles and pedestrians off the streets. For the moment, though, tensions still appear to be too high for the local government to ease security measures. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Urumqi, China.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are down 24 points at 81.38. The NASDAQ is down 7 points. This is NPR. European Union regulators say they've discovered hundreds of cases in the pharmaceutical industry where drug makers have conspired to keep generic drugs off the market. They say they will now go after companies that are to blame. Terry Schultz reports from Brussels.
EU citizens are paying at least 20% more for medicine than they should be due to collusion between big pharmaceutical companies and generic drug makers that's delayed the sales of cheaper drugs. That's what EU Competition Commissioner Nelly Cruz says she found in an 18-month probe into the industry that uncovered at least 200 cases of such deals, sometimes involving cash incentives.
And these settlements cause prices for consumers and for taxpayers to remain substantially higher than if competition existed.
Cruz announced one company, the French drugmaker Sevier, is already being investigated for conspiring with generic producers to keep a less expensive cardiovascular medication off the market. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
The International Monetary Fund is reporting a glimpse of improvement in the world economy. The IMF updated one of its reports today, saying the global economy will get smaller this year by about 1.4%. But next year, the IMF says the world economy should expand by 2.5%. IMF leaders warn it'll take time to see this improvement. They're calling on foreign governments to keep up their policies supporting economic improvement. The National Hurricane Center has downgraded tropical storm Blanca to a tropical depression. Blanca is in the Pacific Ocean, about 600 miles off the tip of Baja California. At one point, the storm reached winds of about 35 miles per hour. This is NPR.